Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Tom from San Diego.
Hi, I'm Tom McDowell, the alcoholic. This is how it started for me. I didn't start drinking until I was 38 years old. So some of you older people, I'm not normal. I tried drinking when I was a teenager, just couldn't stand it. You know, beer was nasty, so I didn't like that at all. So, is that better? Okay, so let me start again. So when I was 38 is when I had my first drink of Jack Daniels.
It tastes like shit, too.
Crap, too. But it did something for me that nothing ever did before.
And that was,
I was playing cards, and I met my wife that night. So everything went bad. So she's a good girl, though. But, it's supposed to be about the shoes, right? So there it is. So before that, I had another wife, but I never drank. My kids never saw me drink growing up, but my grandchildren have. I buried my mother and my father without drinking. I was 29 when I buried him, and 41 when I buried my mother. Didn't do nothing for me. I mean, it hurt me, but it didn't let me want to have a drink. So then, when I had that first drink, I was just playing cards and hanging out because I used to coach a lot of baseball. That was just when someone's house afterwards, and that's when I had that first shot. And it was pretty good. I had a really good time. And that lasted for a few years. Let me get to where I need to get to, because I was also a contractor, and I built a lot of buildings, so I made a lot of money. And so I had a lot of real expensive toys. So I used to go to the river, and that's where my good friend that I've known since I was 10 years old saw me at the river. And he asked me if I thought I had a drinking problem. And I told him I didn't think so. So then he asked me if I would like to go to a meeting with him. So the check's on my, I said, well, sure. Well, the next Friday he showed up at my house, and he said, are you ready? And I said, ready for what? So he goes, well, I'm going to take you to this meeting, and you can check it out. I said, okay, I'll go check it out. But I said, I can't go because I've been drinking. And he goes, well, they won't care. So that was when I went to La Mesa Men's.
Yeah.
They do care. They care a lot. And so I went with him for a few weeks, and I just told him, look, man, these guys suck. You know, this ain't for me. So he goes, well, pick any meetings you want to go to. I said, okay, because I told you I would go. So I made my commitment, and I went with him for a month. He drugged me around everywhere. I didn't want to be there. I hated it. I hated all you people. You're all pieces of crap to me. I'm just telling you the truth. You guys were all just messed up. I mean, I had your inventory down. I knew what was wrong with every single one of you. And I could tell you what was wrong with you. And I had a tendency of doing that because I had a really big mouth. So after about those months, I went, no, I'm sorry, 29 days, I said, I can't do this no more, man. I go, you know what? I like everything, but I'm wasting your time, and most of all, I'm wasting my time. So I said, see you. So he kept calling me once a month, checking on me, because I've known him since he was a 10-year-old boy, and I was 19 at the time, so when I first met him. And so he kept checking on me and checking on me and checking on me, and I said, yeah, everything's fine. It was beautiful. So I thought this was like maybe 6 years. Oh, this is what I told him. And I told my wife at the time, that this is no big deal. So I can do this on my own. So I would go 26, 28 days without drinking. And then I said, snap, I feel good. So I started drinking again. So I thought it was just for maybe 6, 8 months I did this. And then my good friend told me it was 6 years I did this. So I forgot. So that was almost 3 years ago. And on June 21st, so my grandkids came and sat on my lap. And they said, Grandpa, you stink. All the people around me, everyone that worked for me, everyone else could tell me that. I didn't care. But when my grandkids told me that, I was done. So went home. That was on Father's Day. Went home and got a loan with my insurance company, and I was in Vista Pacifica 2 days later. I haven't drank since. But in the meantime, which my sponsor is Phil Cadillo, and my grand sponsor was Larry Dixon. And he was one of the guys I tell, kiss my everything else, because I didn't like you guys. And then when I came out of Vista Pacifica, because when I was in Vista Pacifica, they asked me if I had a sponsor and stuff like that. Because, I mean, I went in there with an attitude. I knew I was done drinking, but I sat there like this. I watched and listened, but I wouldn't talk at all. Then after about 2 weeks, I finally got what they were saying, and I finally understood what you guys were all saying. Because I didn't get what you were saying. I was too prideful and everything else to ask. So all you new people that think what we're talking is all gibberish, it is, because you don't know. But don't do like I did and not ask, because it was a total waste of time on my part. Because I could have had 6 more years of being sober. But I had to do it my way. And as the old people around here will tell you, let me know how it works out for you. Usually it doesn't work out very good. And then, so when Larry Dixon, he was the only one that basically got, really, really got through to me good. He spent a lot of time with me, and he told me I got to get off my high horse, and I need to get humility. Because I really needed to get humble, because even though I went through all that stuff like that, I still thought I was better. You know, it is, because when you have, I'm using for excuse or whatever, but when you have so much money, you just think you're better than everybody else. And to tell you the truth, it sucks having a lot of money. It really does. It makes the problems 10 times worse and a lot. And it's fun. You get to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Don't get me wrong. But then there's real life you got to deal with too, and that part of it sucks. And so when I decided to listen to Larry all the way through, he told me he was going to get me a job at FedEx. And my response is, when I went in there and they gave me the job, they put this Darth Vader shit on my arm, stuff on my arm. And I was like scanning stuff. And I said, you got to be kidding me. You don't need to do that. And I did it for a week. And I said, I'm out of here. That didn't go over well with Larry. You know, he did me the favor by doing what he did. He stuck by me no matter what. So then my grandson, I retired. My third time I retired, and that was at the age of 50 I retired. And then after I sat him for a year and a half, Larry got me that job, and then my grandson said, hey, Grandpa, let me show you how to do this. So I never applied for a job in my life, ever have I ever applied for a job. So my grandson does this stuff with MTS, and they call me the next day. I'm just going, talking about? So I go in there and I'm scared to death, because I talk to everyone. They don't talk to me. I mean, it just don't work that way. And the fools hired me. And what I'm doing now is working for MTS in the special, it's called Access. I'm doing all the handicap and ex-alcoholics are missing legs and dialysis. And I like it because it gives me my chance to give back. And there's, and I hope no one from MTS hears this, but when there's like little old ladies and stuff like that, because you're not supposed to help people out, like financially and stuff. So, but I, when their TV goes out or something like that, Santa Claus shows up at their house and gives them a flat screen TV. But they don't know who it comes from. You know? And that's what, I have the opportunity to do stuff like that. And it's cool. If you ask me for a dime, I won't give it to you. But if you need help, I'll be more than glad to help you. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I've been blessed that way. So anyways, now, how much more time do I got? I got a bunch of crap talking. Oh, okay, he says I'm done. Yeah.